Kingdom Exhortations, February 2026, read by John Morton.
Good morning. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, the Apostle Paul begins by defending himself against those in Corinth who had forgotten or simply didn't understand and appreciate all that he had done for them in service to Christ. Paul reminds them that he was the one who led them to Christ and went on to disciple them for 18 months. Are you careful to remember and honor those who have diligently served you in Jesus? Quote, am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not the result of my work in the Lord? Even though I may not be an apostle to others, surely I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense to those who sit in judgment on me. Don't we have the right to food and drink? Don't we have the right to take a believing wife along with us, as do the other apostles and the Lord's brothers and Cephas? Or is it only I and Barnabas who must work for a living? 1 Corinthians 9, 1-6. Paul goes on to explain that those who work and serve Jesus on a full-time basis ought to be compensated for their work. He gives multiple examples to illustrate this point. He specifically states that it's our responsibility to financially support those who consistently serve us and disciple us in our walk with Jesus. Quote, who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk? Do I say this merely from a human point of view? Doesn't the law say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain. Is it about oxen that God is concerned? Surely he says this for us, doesn't he? Yes, this was written for us, because when the plowman plows and the thresher threshes, they ought to do so in the hope of sharing in the harvest. If we have sown spiritual seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? If others have this right of support from you, shouldn't we have it all the more? But we did not use this right. On the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ. 1 Corinthians 9, verses 7-12. Paul continues to make his point about supporting ministers of Christ by showing how Old Testament priests received their provision from those who gave the various offerings and sacrifices in obedience to the law. He makes it clear that he himself did not receive this support from the Corinthians, although it was clearly warranted. He vehemently declares that he is quite proud of the fact that he lovingly served them, receiving nothing in return. Quote, don't you know that those who work in the temple get their food from the temple? And those who serve at the altar share in what is offered on the altar? In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel. But I have not used any of these rites, and I am not writing this in the hope that you will do such things for me. I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of this boast. 1 Corinthians 9, 13-15. The gospel is the good news that a Savior has come and lived for us, died for us, and rose again. God the Son, Jesus, willingly entered this world for us and provided for the forgiveness of our sins and salvation of our soul by his life, death, and resurrection. We simply need to believe this good news and genuinely receive Jesus as our Savior. The more deeply we grow to know and honor Jesus, the more we will reflect on his incredible love shown us at the cross. Inasmuch, we will desire to increasingly share that love as we share the gospel with others. Quote, yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge and so not make use of my rights in preaching it. 1 Corinthians 9, 16-18. We have here one of the greatest examples of maturity and humility in Christ found anywhere in the Bible. One mark of a growing and mature Christian man or woman is the desire to make whatever adjustments possible in personality and preference in order to help win others to Christ? How willing are you to make the sacrifices necessary to help lead others to salvation in Jesus Christ? Quote, though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. 1 Corinthians 9, 19-23. It is essential that we understand that we will all stand before Jesus one day and give an account of how we lived our lives for him. We will be judged by Jesus himself for how we used our time, gifts, talents, and our money in service to him and the gospel. Are you diligently applying yourself to loving, serving, and obeying Jesus so that when you stand before him, he will be pleased and satisfied with your service to him? Quote, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No. I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Let us go now and determine to show genuine appreciation and thankfulness to those men and women that have given us their time and helped us grow as disciples of Jesus Christ. Quote, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13. Take time to remember their love and devotion to Jesus. Quote, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verses 7 and 8. Additionally, be intentional about giving financial support to those ministers in your life that have served you well and give their full time to the work of the gospel. Quote, nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Galatians 6, verses 6 and 7. Make an effort to increasingly think about and consider the gospel, the good news that Jesus entered this world and lived for you, died for you, and rose again. If you are not sure that you are trusting in Jesus alone for salvation, then simply and sincerely call out to him in prayer and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Quote, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 1, verse 12. Look for opportunities to share Jesus with others and be willing to humble yourself and make sacrifices when necessary. Finally, begin to use your time, gifts, talents, and money more and more in service to Jesus and his kingdom, knowing that one day soon you will stand before him and give an account of how much you lived this life for yourself and your own wants and desires, and how much you lived and gave of yourself for him. Quote, look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Revelation 22, verses 12 and 13. May God bless you all.
Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.